infants have died after rolling from their backs onto their stomachs or sides. A chilling admission from a prison inmate in California, the man confessing to taking part in the deaths of other prisoners.
A man serving life in a California prison confessed to killing two other inmates in prison for child molestation after warning a prison counselor he should be moved before he becomes violent. 41-year-old Jonathan Watson wrote a letter saying he beat the man to death with another inmate's cane. He says he was angry when one of the sex offenders was watching a children's television show. Both of the men killed were imprisoned for life for convictions on charges of aggravated sexual assault of a child under 14. Watson has been moved to another prison unit pending an investigation into the men's deaths. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A prison inmate in Ohio didn't get far during an apparent attempt to escape. Footage from a security camera shows Jessica Boomershein falling through a ceiling and landing headfirst in a trash can. The 42-year-old, who was behind bars on kidnapping and robbery charges, now faces additional charges. It could be raining when caucus-goers gather in Nevada today, the southern part of the state, expecting some wet weather with snow forecast in the higher elevations. As for the east, it's dry but cool, particularly in the south.
Not horrible, but certainly a bit chilly, especially across parts of the south. 44 in New Orleans right now, 42 in Tampa. You'll be up towards 70 later on in the day today. Northeast, mid-Atlantic, tons of sunshine. It's going to be a beautiful day.
That's Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. I'm Pam Husso. This is Fox News.
All the things that make my quality of life what it is number more than I can count, and I owe it to the service and sacrifice of men and women a lot braver than I am. On Friday, Speedy Bee's has 20-ounce coffees and fountain drinks for just 50 cents as a way of saying thank you to our troops and veterans. It's a small gesture, but I'm glad they're doing it. We can never truly repay, but at least we'll never forget. Speedy Bee's. Fresh burgers, cold beer, clean bathrooms. Find them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ryan Benedict. I'm an account executive here with the Zimmer Radio and Marketing Group. So I'm a people person. I enjoy learning people's stories. Selling radio, I'm selling something that's legitimately going to help somebody achieve their goals. It's exciting to grow, and it's exciting to help people, and it's exciting to give them an opportunity to use all the tools that we have to offer in order to achieve their goals.
Grow your career in 2020 with Zimmer Communications. Email your resume to sales@zrgmail.com or apply online at zimmercommunications.com.
Welcome to KWOS Open Air Saturday with Hal Dooley on News Radio 950 KWOS and on FM at 104.5.
Oh, John, that hurts. That hurts. The corporal is hurting now.
Semper Fui, corporal.
COD. Now, for you uninitiated out there, that's close order drill.
Double tie.
On the grinder in San Diego, California, at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, 1966 March. Boy, I'm dating myself there, aren't I?
And if you don't know what the yellow footprints mean, don't ask.
Yes. Easy. You've been on them or you haven't. There's no in-between. It's like a tattoo.
I'm on what they used to call Papa Delta, punishment detail this morning.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Kathleen's on mission, isn't she?
That's right.
I talked to her last week.
On a double secret mission.
And you're here again next week, too.
Roger that.
And we get in. Well, of course, we're going back to the old days now, aren't we? Want to talk about the old days for a minute and talk about way back when?
No, I can't remember back that far.
When Rooney was just a nobody? Remember that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, $10 a game.
There you go.
Yeah, me and Smith and a bunch of other people, we got in a car and went out to Boulder, Colorado. We're up to Ames, Iowa. Broadcast Big 8 basketball.
I remember being on this end of that on Brand X radio station many moons ago.
Oh, Brand X. Like there's so many radio stations to choose. Well, I guess there are nowadays, aren't there?
Pretty much.
Yeah, as far as the listening.
I wish had you do the coaches show and give Kevin Kelly a day off.
Well, Kelly can take a day off. We'd let him. But
you got a guest this morning on KWS Saturday Open Air, don't you?
Yeah, Coach Mosley on. And of course, we've got, you and I are old. You know, and as you get older and you look back over your shoulder and you see these young Turks taking over, and you say, oh, God, here we go again. And it's just not going to be the way it used to be. Everything's going to get screwed up because they know everything. And then the term millennials comes in there. And, of course, that's got a connotation, and old people don't like it. And the young people say, all right, you just go down to McDonald's and have coffee and bitch about everything. We'll take it from here.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, you're going to say that. But we have a young guy here that's right there. Right there, Brent Haas. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning.
Now, nobody knows Brent Haas, but Brent Haas is running the water show here in central Missouri. He's the operations manager for Missouri American Water Company. Young guy. Appreciate that. But first, I want to talk a little bit about who you are and where you are. You don't even live in a water district. Now, we can talk about that, too, can't we? Because you got a relationship with the water district.
You bet.
On making sure that we do have water, because we've had problems, not recently, but in the past, about water pressure and getting enough water, especially if you have a major main break, and being able to maintain that. But tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to Jefferson City.
Well, it's a good story. I've been with Missouri American Water Company for about 15 years now, and I started my career in St. Louis County as a maintenance employee and worked on everything from mains, hydrants, valves, services, et cetera, and did that for about 5 years, and then I ran a crew in the construction department for another 5 years after that, replacing all of the main and hydrants and valves in a particular neighborhood. So I did that, and a opportunity here in Jeff City as a supervisor came open about 5 years ago. I guess it'll be six in July. And so I started working in Jeff City and became familiar with the area and kind of fell in love with it and brought my wife down here and showed her around. And about 3 years ago, we moved the family to town. And we're doing great. We're really enjoying it. Missouri is a great place to live.
And I first met you. We both belong to the Jefferson City Rotary Club, which meets on Monday at noon. And that's one of the things, I think civic involvement is very important when you have a type of job that you have, to interact with the community, because I think the relationship between utilities and the community is so vitally important because you impact everybody. You're in everybody's house.
Absolutely. It's all about relationships, yep, and knowing who to call. And in many instances, I'm that guy. And so Rotary is a great club to be part of, and there's a lot of connections that I've made through that club. And the Lions Club of Wardsville is another one that I participate in. And, you know, just getting out there and letting people know who I am and who to call when they do have a problem, that's what we're here for.
And that's a two-way street.
You want
people, if they have a concern, to call you.
You bet.
And, of course, later on the show we're going to talk about, even if you don't have a concern but you do have a concern, is to figure out why you have a concern and then address it. And that's leaky stools. And we'll get into that in a little bit later. But you guys have been doing a lot here in the last 10 years, even your predecessor, and putting in the catch basin in Missouri River.
You bet. You know,
which created an opportunity for us once you got it tunneled out, is to walk down in there and all of us have a little bit of rock that says we've been, you know, walked under the Missouri River. But that's good public relations, but it also allows the community, those that were interested, a lot of people were interested in how it works and why you're doing it. And then you did the pump station, and you've done a lot since then. Sort of walk us through some of the improvements that you've been making.
Absolutely, and I'm envious of those of you that were able to walk under the river. I just missed out on that. But for those of you that don't know, we put a new intake structure in, and the wet well that we keep our pumps in now is below the grade of the river. And what that allows us to do is not have to move the pumps up and down as the river level changes. And it was just a huge improvement for the reliability for the system. It eliminated a lot of the challenges and safety hazards that were associated with the pumps when they had to be manually moved. And that happened around 2012, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2014, we added the elevated tank out off of 179. And that has really been a key player whenever we have had to shut down distribution mains between the production plant on High Street and Main Street and the west end of town.
Production plant. You call the High Street property now the production plant.
We do, or I do. It's a surface water treatment plant, and we have been making phased investments there as well. If you remember, in 2017, we put in more than a $10 million pre-sedimentation basin. And so the way I like to think about it is we're stepping our way through the treatment process and making improvements to a plant that much of is over 100 years old.
That's a challenge, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. And there's more phases to come. They're being planned as we speak. But the current phase, and the question that I get all the time is, hey, what's the big pile of dirt? What are you guys doing?
That's what I was just going to mention. My wife, Ann, says, well, what is that big pile of dirt over there? What are you guys doing? Building
a
mountain?
So the new project or the phase that we're in is replacement of the clear well. And what the clear well is where we send the finished water, the treated water that our facility pulls from the river and temporarily holds it before we pump it out to the distribution system, both for consumption and to fill our tanks for the daily use that they have a demand of. So the old clear well dates back to 1888, if you can believe that. And the last time that it was serviced was in 1927. So after 130 years, it's time to make an improvement. So the new clear well, what we're doing is we're putting in a new 1 million gallon clear well for that finished water to be stored in after we treat it.
How big is that then?
It's pretty sizable. If you go by the office on High Street, you can see the size of the excavation is pretty self-explanatory. And what's kind of neat about the new clear well is we're digging into that hillside and you can see that much of that clear well will look like a building on the south and east sides of it. So you'll be able to actually see it, whereas the old one was completely underground, and everybody knew that hill.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks are familiar with that, but they didn't realize what was underneath it.
Now, when it's all said and done, you're still going to have that wall of dirt. You're going to have some type of wall built, aren't you?
No, so because of the height of the sides of the
structure. Okay, so it'll go all the way up the settling basin?
It'll come all the way
up. Okay. So that'll be interesting. But then again, you're vacating your customer service and your service center, and you're putting that someplace else.
We are, and that's something that I really hope that people are able to catch on to quickly. So we're moving the traditional office, which is currently 906 West High Street, about 2.5 miles west on the end of Hoover Drive, which is a cul-de-sac off of West Main Street. And a way to think about it, if you're looking for us after we move here in about 2 months, is look for the big elevated tank. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Look for the big elevated tank, and we are going to be right behind that elevated tank. So we were able to pick up just about a little more than 8 acres at the end of Hoover Drive, and it's going to be a great location for us. But it's going to be a little tough until people figure out where we're at, how to come to us.
Now, when are you going to have that up and running?
So it is in construction right now, and we expect it to be completed, and we should be moving in mid-April.
Of course, we'll have an open house, of course.
Absolutely.
Donuts and coffee and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Probably more than one, and the more the better, so that people can find us.
I know. Talking with Brent Haas, the operations manager of Missouri American Water Company here on Open Air Saturday. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Attention! Corporal Dooley is in the building on KWOS.
The shape of your house, there's a perfect backyard deck to suit it. Early spring mornings and warm summer evenings are just around the corner, making this the perfect time for your right-hand man to transform your house's exterior into an outdoor paradise with a composite deck to provide you and your family a lifetime of enjoyment.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm JK.
We are your right-hand man in Holt Summit, Missouri. For honest home improvements with a craftsman's touch, visit yourrighthandman.net.
The sales process at a car dealership is much like that of a hospital. It has to go in a certain order, so it's pretty much the same wherever you go. The difference is made by the people. At Capital Chrysler, it's the difference between a business owned by a distant corporation and a truly local business run by owners who know their customers. And if you dread the process of buying a car, it's the difference of finding, to your surprise, that the people at Capital Chrysler actually made the process fun. Capital Chrysler, truly yours. Truly local.
Spring is peak home improvement and home buying season, and now is the time to get prepared. Whether you're applying for a home equity line of credit for that home improvement project or get